This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Beshalach says, "V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim," and there are a number of explanations given for the meaning of the word v'chamushim. Rashi quotes a medrash that 4/5 of the Jews died during Makkas Choshech, and only 1/5 went out. V'chamushim, and 1/5, olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Only 1/5 of the b'nei Yisrael went out from the land of Mitzrayim, because 4/5 died during Makkas Choshech. The Targum Yerushalmi learns that v'chamushim means that they went out armed, but not armed with weapons, rather armed with ma'asim tovim. And Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says yet another pshat, v'chamushim means 5. Each family went out with 5 children. And there are several questions we can ask on these pshatim. Firstly, is there any way to reconcile these seemingly different explanations? Secondly, according to Targum Yerushalmi, that they went out with ma'asim tovim, which ma'asim tovim are we referring to? And also, according to Targum Yonasan, why would each family have 5 children? Especially when we consider that the women gave birth to shisha bekeres echad, 6 at a time. So what does Targum Yonasan mean, v'chamushim, that they went out with 5 children? The Ber Yosef beautifully explains that all these 3 pshatim are really one. Rashi explained that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died during Makkas Choshech. We know that bidei shamayim, one is not punished under the age of 20. So if 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died, those 4/5 had to be over the age of 20, leaving over all their children that were below the age of 20. That would have resulted in a tremendous number of orphans. The 1/5 who did survive Makkas Choshech was so overjoyed that they were spared that they decided to adopt the orphans of the 4/5 of the families that were now without parents. So in addition to their own biological family, each family went out with children of 4 additional families. Targum Yonasan, who says v'chamushim means 5 children, does not mean that each family had 5 children. Rather, each family went out with children from 5 families, their own family and the 4 additional families which they adopted. And these were the ma'asim tovim that Targum Yerushalmi was referring to, the ma'asim tovim of adopting the other 4 families. So all the pshatim come together. V'chamushim, 1/5 went out, because 4/5 died by Makkas Choshech. V'chamushim, they were armed with ma'asim tovim, the ma'asim tovim of adopting the other families. V'chamushim, they went out with 5 families, their own, plus the 4 which they adopted. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says after Kriyas Yamsuf, V'tikach Miriam ha-Neviya achoy Saharin es ha-toif biyodo. And Miriam the Neviya, the sister of Aharon, took the tambourine in her hand, v'teitzeno kohanoshim achareho b'sufim uv'mecholos. And all the women followed her with tambourines and dances. Rashi explains that the Noshim Tzidkoniyos of that generation were confident that Hashem would perform miracles for them in the Midbar, and they therefore took with them tambourines when they left Mitzrayim. I heard a story that there was once a great drought in Eretz Yisrael, which was threatening the farmers and would endanger that year's crop. The Gedolim of that time instituted a day of tefillah where everyone would come to the Kaisel and pour their hearts out and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that it should start raining. When everybody gathered at the Kaisel, after saying a few Kapitlach Tehillim, the sky started to get dark, and then it started to drizzle, and in a short time it turned into a torrential downpour. And everyone who was there was so overjoyed that their tefillahs were answered so quickly, to the point that they were all oblivious to the fact that they were getting soaked from this tremendous downpour of rain. All except one elderly Yid, who remained completely dry, because he brought with him an umbrella. This Yid did not only have a munah that his tefillahs would be answered, but he showed it with his actions, by taking along an umbrella when it actually would start to rain. That was the Noshim Tzidkoniyos by Kriyas Yamsuf. Not only did they believe that Hashem would perform miracles for them when they left Mitzrayim, but they actually took action by taking tambourines along with them when they left Mitzrayim in order to celebrate and dance when those miracles would occur.